Hey, everybody. As always, we have a great program coming your way today. Thank you for being with us. You know, we like to catch up with the people at East Bonner County Library from time to time. First, because they have an abundance of good programs and services for you to choose from. And the second reason I have them on from time to time is because I like libraries. I love to read books, so they are doing things that I really appreciate. Library Director Victor Schobert is here along with Suzanne Davis, Youth Services Coordinator, and they have lots of information for you that you can use for yourself, for your family, or that you can share with someone else. They have a lot of programs and events that we're going to talk about. So stay tuned. Stay right there. We're going to take our first break right now, and we will be back after these messages.
The Pondere Winery has so much to be thankful for as we reflect and look ahead to a great new year. We are releasing our 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon as January's Wine of the Month. Enjoy discounts on glass pours and bottle sales of this stunning wine all month long. We welcome the Sandpoint High School students' artwork as they show off the fruits of their labor in our tasting room at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Go to powine.com or visit our Facebook page for a full list of events and music for the month. Wishing you and your loved ones a healthy and prosperous new year from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
Coming to Bonner County Fairgrounds in Sandpoint, Idaho, it's Auction, Auction, Auction by J. Kern Auction Group of Pondere. One day only, today. Same day preview, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Auction starts at 10 a.m. Loads of antiques, vintage, collectibles, household items, furniture, tools, restaurant equipment, and so much more. This one is going to be huge. Come for the day, stay for the fun. For info, jkernauctiongroup.com. That's jkernauctiongroup.com. 208-920-3286.
Okay, here's the question. We really are having a winter, but where do I park? The City of Sandpoint has a snow removal plan. All you have to do is park on the even address side of the street unless posted otherwise. This policy is enforced through March 1st, regardless of if it's snowing. This will keep our streets passable. Please shovel sidewalks and hydrants within 24 hours of snowfall. For the latest snow removal policy, visit sandpointidaho.gov on the web.
There's a world of gift ideas for Father's Day at Sportsman and Ski House in Coeur d'Alene. Camping and hiking dads, athletic dads, golf dads, kayaking dads, backcountry and backyard dads. You'll find perfect gifts in every price range, from socks and water bottles to kayaks and gift cards in any amount. Here's a hint, Theragun massagers are specially priced for Dad's Day. Make this Father's Day special. There's always something in season. Father's Day at Sportsman and Ski House, 213 West Ironwood at Highway 95, Coeur d'Alene. There's a world of gift ideas for Father's Day at Sportsman and Ski House in Coeur d'Alene. Camping and hiking dads, athletic dads, golf dads, kayaking dads, backcountry and backyard dads. You'll find perfect gifts in every price range, from socks and water bottles to kayaks and gift cards in any amount. Here's a hint, Theragun massagers are specially priced for Dad's Day. Make this Father's Day special. There's always something in season. Father's Day at Sportsman and Ski House, 213 West Ironwood at Highway 95, Coeur d'Alene.
This is Justin Dick, Board President of the Bonner General Health Foundation. I wanted to express our gratitude to this community as we gear up for the 15th annual Heart Ball on February 4th. The primary focus will be to raise funds for an additional mammography machine to care for our growing community. While the in-person event is sold out, you can still be part of our story. Visit bonnergeneral.org to learn more about our cause and ways to give. Thank you to our sponsors, donors, and volunteers who make it all possible right here at our hometown hospital.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Again, thanks for being with us. Say hello with me and a welcome to Victor, who is the director of the East Bonner County Library, and Suzanne Davis. She is the Youth Services Coordinator. You guys, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You know, Victor, I'll start with you. And before we get into the events and all the programs, I am curious, what is it that is your biggest challenge right now as director? What's kind of at the top of your list for I'm working on this?
I would say it's a few different things, competing priorities. One of the main things that we're still working on is our strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently getting responses from the community to our community survey. So that went out to about 13,500 households in Bonner County, and we still have it open. So if anyone wants to participate in that, they can visit our website, ebonnerlibrary.org/survey, to participate in that.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I have that on my list, and we can hit on that again. I was at your newsletter, I think it was yesterday, and I was scrolling down, and I saw you have an automatic link. You can just click on take the survey, and boom, it pops up. You can do the whole thing online right there from the newsletter if the people. So 13,000, were those all people that are from your newsletter list, or these are just email? People who have given their email and said, yes, stay in touch with me, or how do you get 13,000?
No, it was a mailer survey. So we sent postcards out to households all across our service area.
I did not get that postcard.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was somewhat randomized. And we picked that number because that was what we thought was feasible to spend on a survey.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. And how many responses would you say you've received back, more or less, at this point?
It's around 400 at this point.
Okay.
So we're still waiting for a few more to respond. And if you haven't received one in the mail, please visit the website and do so.
I haven't done that yet, but I plan to do it. All right. So getting a response to your survey. And Suzanne, yes, go ahead.
And that's one of the priorities. And I would also say that other current priorities have to do with hiring as well. We're bringing a few more people on board. We're still kind of getting back to the pre-COVID staffing levels that we had. Obviously, the service levels and the staffing levels decreased somewhat during COVID, as it did with many businesses.
Right.
And now we're back in business fully.
Did the staffing decrease during COVID because you were closed and you didn't need the staff, so you had to lay them off? Or they left on their own. A lot of people just left on their own for, I don't know, whatever reason.
It happened somewhat organically. We didn't have to lay anyone off, thankfully. But people ended up finding other adventures to pursue.
Or a way to work from home with something else.
Right.
So you're refilling positions. You're not actually creating new positions.
A little bit of both. We used to have an IT manager position in-house, and we have been contracting with a company for a number of years now to provide IT services. But we're happy to be bringing that back to Sandpoint and hiring someone local, hopefully, to take on a full-time IT manager position. So that's a big job.
And a really important one for sure, because we'll talk about it later. You have so many wonderful services that are online, that are digital, like Hoopla and Canopy and lots of things like that. So if we have listeners that would like to know what are the job openings and what do they pay, how do they find that information?
They can go to our website starting tomorrow. Those jobs will be up. It'll be an IT manager position and a garden coordinator position to start.
Gardening coordinator?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Not that I'm going to apply, but that is so cool.
Yeah.
I love your garden.
Yes. And we want to make sure that we provide it with the support that it deserves. So the garden coordinator will be a seasonal position that will help to forge partnerships between community members, community organizations, and the library, so that hopefully we have organizations and individuals that have a sense of buy-in in terms of the garden and a sense of ownership. Mm-hmm. And this person also will be doing some of the hands-on work as well. But we're really excited about this.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. So listeners, if you are looking for a seasonal job like the gardening job or full-time IT or really go find out what is available, go to the website. And what is the website that they need to go to?
The website is ebonnerlibrary.org.
Ebonner Library, all spelled out, .org. All right. You know what, Suzanne, I have the same question for you. As youth services coordinator, what's at the top of your list? Something you're concerned about, you're working on, kind of a priority?
Well, I think promotions is right now. We have a wonderful promotions person, PR and marketing. I'm not sure what her title is, actually.
Marketing manager.
Marketing manager. Mm-hmm. And the children's department and the youth services department teens kind of needs like a little bit different of a plan than the library as a whole. We do have a beautiful newsletter that goes out once a month, and there's so many things that happen in the children's and teen department that we kind of need something that goes out a little bit more frequently that's more for people who just, that's their interest in the library. Maybe they're a young mother, maybe they're a grandparent who, you know, is taking care of the kids a few days a week, and they're really interested in knowing exactly all the things that are going on, because we have so much going on. And with a newsletter set up, you can only have like, you know, one thing for each department really highlighted once a month. And so some of those other additional programs get missed. So coming up with a promotional plan that works so that people know what's going on in children's and teen areas is really important to me
right now. I think that's very cool. I just picked up on that. It must have been just this morning, because it's one of the last things I've got on my list, that kids and teens can sign up for their own newsletter, because I get that overall newsletter. It's got kind of all your news, just a few words, and you can then click on and maybe get some more details. But they can sign up for their own newsletter. And how do they do that? They go, again, online to ebonnerlibrary.org, and how do they find that?
So I know there's a place to sign up for newsletters, and when you click on that, you get a choice of which newsletters. And we haven't launched a kids/teen newsletter yet. That's okay. Kind of our plan for February.
Okay.
And then the idea that there's a program every once in a while that you need an additional push for. So it wouldn't be a lot of emails per month, probably two, but every once in a while you just need that reminder for a certain program, and you kind of get a feeling for which program that is based on what you hear people what you hear the buzz about. So
just for now though, there's just the one newsletter.
Just trying to build that list so that we can launch.
Okay,
that.
I'm going
to
keep it with you. Story time. Who doesn't love story time? I was thinking about the toddlers and the preschool kids who get story time. I think that's why. Is it Canopy and Audible? If I hate to, you know, during the library show talk about Amazon's Audible, but I think the reason they are so incredibly popular is because that's like adult story time. Mm. Somebody reads a book to you, and I have to tell you, I love it. Mm. So, Suzanne, keeping it with you, tell our audience about and what time you have the story time for your preschool and your toddlers.
So, right now for January and February, we're offering 4 story times each week. They're on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Monday mornings at 9:45, we have preschool story time. And at 10:30, we have toddler tales. On Wednesdays at 9:45, we have Mother Goose. And at 10:30, we have family story time. So family story time and preschool story time have a lot of similarities. Family story time is kind of like a combo between preschool and toddler. You're a lot more flexible. We have a lot of really young children attending right now, so we wanted to give a variety of offerings. And then towards the end of February, we'll do an assessment to see which story times our attendance
should like
best.
So for preschool and toddler story times, I'm assuming either mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, they have to be there. They can't just drop the kids off and have babysitting going on while they go up and read the newspaper or something.
Well, if they want babysitting, they should have their child with the babysitter there. Yeah, no, it definitely is for families as a whole, for mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, babysitter, because
one adult.
Yeah, because it's important for early literacy practices and early literacy methods that we are working to show parents ways to expose their children to stories, to, you know, build that early literacy base. And so when parents are there and they participate, they're learning some new fun ways to.
What is the science on? You know, they say you're supposed to read to your kid when the child is still in the womb, and you know it's never too early to start reading the babies. I mean, it's an amazing process, but it's really, really, really important. It's the way these little ones. You have to start early, right, Victor?
Yeah, and I think Suzanne probably has even more
information
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the brain science research does say that. And I mean, so I know when my son was in the womb and I would sing a couple of nursery rhymes, and after birth, those particular nursery rhymes, he would turn towards me. He recognized them. And obviously what you're doing with very young babies is different than what you're doing with older toddlers or preschoolers. So these variety of story times offer a rich number of different things that you can try.
The bottom line is read to your kids. And honestly, I think I mentioned already, there's something mesmerizing about Canopy, which is the audiobooks that's offered through the library, right?
Canopy is
the movie.
Yeah.
What's the, Hoopla.
Hoopla is what you're thinking
Hoopla
of.
Hoopla
yes.
is the, thank you for correcting that. That's important. Hoopla. And I just think there's something mesmerizing about being read to. And I know that parents stop reading to their kids at some point, I don't know, 10, 11, 12. And I just don't think they should. I think they should keep reading as a family together. Want to read the Bible together, read stories together, read American history together. It could be fiction, it could be nonfiction, but keep reading as a family is my advice, because A, it's a family activity. I love books, and I think reading, there is something so powerful about reading. And it, to me, and this is for both of you, it's the foundation for everything we do, whether it's high school, college, technical training, like an IT person or a welder. Mm-hmm. You got to read. You have to read mm-hmm. your tax things to file your taxes, or at least read the contract with who is going to do your taxes.
Right.
So it's everything stems to me from reading. Am I going overboard with that?
No, I think you're right. And I think also what you're mentioning in terms of talking about like the audiobook as kind of the adult version of story time, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I do think that families that read together, even in as the children grow older, I think that there is a certain amount of presencing that happens during that activity of that focused attention on the text and transmitting that and sharing that with another human being and the other person receiving that. I think that's really, really powerful.
I so agree. And I think depending on, parents need to make wise choices of what they're reading, but it's reading out loud and the kids need to read that American history book out loud, keep it at whatever, if they're 12, 13, 17, I suppose by the time they're off to college, they might not do this, but I'm going to tell you, this would be a memory forever for these kids to have that time with their family where they and their family now are reading out loud to each other every Friday night. It doesn't have to be every night, but what do you have there?
I just want to mention our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. Mm. It is a national program, but so the idea is that you will read your child 1,000 books before they enter kindergarten. There's research that shows that, so there's two types of vocabulary. There's work vocabulary and there's play vocabulary. And everyone uses work vocabulary with their children. Go get your rain boots and meet me at the door. Brush your teeth. But play vocabulary is the vocabulary that you use when you're sitting down and playing house, practicing those words. And then there's the idea that when we're talking to a 4-year-old, we use about 7 rare words per 1,000, but picture books use 31 rare words per 1,000. Rare word is just a word you don't use in everyday conversation, like microscope or glittery or shimmery. But picture books use those words. So we're not using them all the time, but that's just increases vocabulary, increases listening vocabulary, which feeds into speaking vocabulary, which feeds into reading vocabulary, which feeds into writing vocabulary.
Which feeds into curiosity. You hear a word like shimmery. I don't know. Maybe the kids instinctively know, but you've got to be curious whether you express it or not. You're like, what?
Yeah. And this program's online.
So 1,000 books. Yeah. So are they a particular 1,000 books or any 1,000? Or how does that work?
They're any 1,000. And you can start at birth. And if you read the same, the blue truck 37 times, you can count it 37 times.
Oh, okay.
So and at 100 books, you get a branded book bag from the library. And then there's iron-on patches at 250, 500, 750, and 1,000 books. So.
Cool. So 1,000 books before kindergarten. So mm-hmm. before 5 years, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do parents sign up for the, obviously they have to sign up to get the credits and the book bags and the badges and yeah. the whatever.
Yeah. And it's on our online reading platform. So you just go to our website, you click on, you do the drop down menu to kids, you click on kids, you click on reading programs, and you register there. I also have some paper reading logs for people who are maybe not so sure about, navigating online, and we
some
can just
of us still
that way.
Like paper. Yeah. You know what I mean? So. I'm not looking at my phone. It drives me crazy. Screen's too small. I have one other question about this reading at the audiobooks or reading toddler time and what are they, preschool kids. Mm-hmm. Who does the reading? I mean, can parents come in and you give them the book and they have a good voice and they could be a reader? Is it always staff? Who gets to be the reader?
So for story time, that is staff led because they've gone through training on early literacy practices, on the best ways to share stories. We do sometimes have people who want to read a particular story. And that is a possibility. We can do a one-off story time with them. They can become a volunteer and go through some training, and then because mm-hmm. for story time, I really think it's important that we share those early literacy practices, that we use the best methods, and so I want to make sure people are well trained.
Absolutely,
because kids story times.
Might ask a question. I mean, there needs to be some aware. You're not just reading. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you might even ask a question. Do you know what's going to happen next?
Totally.
You know, or
absolutely.
Whatever. You know,
yeah.
but it's kind of controlled, not just made up. All right, we may stay with reading for a while, folks. I can't believe I'm looking down at my notes here, and I've got one more big question on reading. You're going to have to come back for that after this commercial break.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is ready to help you get your vehicle ready for overland adventures. Selkirk Off-Road works with you to make your custom overland build a reality by offering great overland solutions like truck campers, solar, roof tents, air systems, bumpers, lift kits, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucab dealer for the entire Inland Northwest. Located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho. Visit online at selkirkoffroad.com.
Coeur d'Alene Casino is giving you three ways to win one of 42 cruises this January. Play to earn entries starting January 1st. Then, come in for the $75,000 Cruisin' in 23 giveaway to be one of 30 winners of a cruise for two and $500 cash on January 28th. Next, we'll announce 10 winners of the Cruise to Alaska Point Battle on January 29th. Plus, join the Extra Bingo game for a chance to win a $2,000 certificate towards a dream cruise only at Coeur d'Alene Casino.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahoprepmod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Looking for an expert to fix my GTO. I checked out every body shop in North Idaho. I'd heard about this perfect place down in Ponderay. A guy they called Bondo greeted me and he showed me around the place. He said, "Welcome to an Anderson's Auto Body. It's a perfect place.
It's a perfect place.
Get your hood replaced. Your GTO is looking kind of shoddy. We'll replace the hood.
Replace the hood.
We'll make it look real good.
We'll make it look real good.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. You know, I tell you this all the time. One of these days, Pat's going to leave our microphones on during the commercial because we always get it going on in here. Nothing really that you couldn't listen to. It's just you got to listen to the commercials. Got to do a little business. We are talking with Victor, who is the director of the East Bonner County Library right here in Sandpoint, and Suzanne Davis, who is the Youth Services Coordinator. And Suzanne, I'm going to keep it with you right now, because you have another program for the kids I want you to tell our audience about. It's called Pause to Read with Therapy Dogs for the Kids. I love that. Tell us.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Ellen, it's WAS something. she's a counselor at Farman Stidwell Elementary School, and she has a boxer who's a therapy dog. And so she does some reading with the kids. Well, Pepper is the name of the boxer. And Pepper does some reading with the kids at Farman. And so she came and asked, she said she would love to do some more, you know, outreach with Pepper. And so twice a month, Pepper is coming into the library and children have an opportunity to sign up for 10-minute slots to read with Pepper. And what's really great about this is, so there's lots of things that help make kids readers, fluency, comprehension, but one of them is just purely reading. And when we read with an adult, as a little kid, we get corrected on all the words that we say wrong. So it just, you lose part of the story. You're maybe a little bit on edge if you're not the best reader. Dogs don't correct you. So even if you stumble through all the words, even if you're just telling the story from the pictures, you're having a positive experience with reading. And that's so important to becoming a good reader, is having that drive to become to wanting to read. And then you get to pet Pepper, and Pepper, you give treats to Pepper.
You know, correction has its place. Yes, you know, absolutely. We teachers, moms and dads, I mean, it does help. But really, it also helps just to read. I love it. You guys, I'm going to go on a rabbit trail here. But I saw a thing. It must have been Facebook. I don't know. Anyway, a husband and a wife, sadly, were getting a divorce. And the guy said he had to have the dog. And they were trying to figure out, you know, he was like, I'll give up my share of the house for the dog. And that's because he said the dog doesn't talk back. I mean, it was just like, he said it like it made a lot of sense. And everybody's like, you know, that dog cannot talk back. That dog may want to talk, but anyway, it made me think of that. Because they are, and that builds confidence for the kids, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And it builds a positive connection with reading. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell parents that a lot of parents stop reading to kids when kids are learning to read. They have the kids read to them. But it's a big struggle sometimes learning to read. There's comprehension, there's spelling, there's all kinds of stuff.
And it's always advancing. It's not like you can stay at the third grade level. You know, you got to keep pushing.
So you have to give that positive commercial for reading. Mm-hmm. So when parents read books at about 2 years above a child's reading level, books that kids understand but they can't read themselves, they're advertising the joy of reading. Mm-hmm. And it's cuddle-up time. And so it's kind of like you're doing that with the dog. You're having cuddle-up time. The dog can't read it on his own or her own. So you are, as a child, providing that experience for a dog that your parent can provide to you. And so I think it just reinforces positively. Positive
like
connection
that family
reading.
Time all through the years, read together, read out loud together. Kids read, you read. Y'all read.
Totally.
All right. I don't know who's going to take this question, but you have a teen financial literacy program coming with Mountain West Bank. Is this one of your programs, Suzanne?
Well, our teen librarian, Erin Tonemaker, is putting the program on with Scott Bokenugan?
I think Bokenugan. I think he's related to Victor in the last name category.
Could be.
Names we don't know how to pronounce.
I actually called Mountain States this morning and asked them to pronounce it for me. So I think I'm pronouncing it right. But it's a two-part workshop. And the first one is this Thursday after school. It's mm-hmm. on budgeting. And the second one is on, which is next Thursday, mm-hmm. is on the different types of bank accounts you may need, basic information on how to choose a credit card, other financial tools like online banking. So just kind of a basic introduction to being in charge of your own money.
I think it's really, really important. These are the basics that teens need to start learning. They're not that far away from being maybe off on their own, whether it's college or training or sharing an apartment with people or just on your own earning money. You know, they're going to start earning money. So that's this Thursday, the 19th, and then 1 week later, the 26th, right here at the Sandpoint Library with Mountain West Bank representative, an interactive presentation, it's called. I'm excited about that. You know, the one thing that you didn't say, and I saw, mm-hmm. is that registration is required.
It is, and that's just so we have a general sense of how many handouts to have. I don't think that there's any sort of cap on attendance. We just need to be prepared.
Sure, you got to know how many. But it is, you can call or you can register online.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is awesome. The other thing I saw that I didn't know, Victor, that the library did, and that's the senior outreach. And you're reaching out to the senior center, to a couple of apartment buildings, to life care. What goes on during that outreach? What is happening?
So a lot of it has to do with just bringing access to materials, library materials. And so there are curated collections that are being brought out by our outreach specialist, Andrea. And she talks to she builds relationships with the residents and the people that come to the senior center, for instance. She goes to the senior center every other Wednesday and learns a little bit more about them and what they are looking for, and then brings materials that will satisfy those needs. But then there's also social time and
exactly.
different activities that come up.
So is this like a little bit like a mini bookmobile in her little car?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
she brings like X number of books that are, as you say, curated. They're British mysteries or American mysteries or something.
Exactly. All depending on what the residents or the visitors to the senior center are interested in.
Okay.
So it's been really encouraging to see the growth of that program, because that's one of the programs that we had to suspend during COVID. And so this is now back and it's being rebuilt. We are making the biweekly visits to the senior center, and then we're also going to Woodland Crossing and the Sixth Street Apartments every other week. We'll be there on Friday.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then going to the bridge on the opposing Fridays.
You know, I realize my audience is beginning to see a pattern here. Of all the activities you do, the ones I keep pulling out are the ones that have to do with books. But I mean, after all, you are a library. So, but I know that you have magazines and newspapers and DVDs and movies and all kinds of other stuff. And I just keep honing in on books. But you know, as important it is for little kids to read with the dog and to read with mom and dad and to read out loud and to listen, it's equally important for our seniors mm-hmm. to stay engaged, to keep reading, to keep challenging themselves to read,
right.
and not give up on that, because it's important, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. To stay intellectually and socially active, I think, are those two things. I think we're accomplishing both of those things with our visits to these facilities, and we are looking at other ways to expand on that too, like getting memory care kits and figuring out in where are the other connections between the individuals that live at these facilities or that visit these facilities and the library, and what needs are currently not met.
You know, I love that you, because I was just thinking of the intellectual stimulation to keep the words, you know, because the older you get, even if you're not like, you know, having some sort of a medical problem, sometimes words can escape you or you just forget. So reading and talking about reading helps that. Because you're actually expressing and searching. Mm-hmm. But you underlined also the social connection. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't thought of that, Victor. Mm-hmm. That's just really good because they come together at the scene or wherever they're living and they're a little group and you know they're going to drink some coffee and laugh.
Exactly. And this is something that we know from many of our services, especially those services that... where we have a lot of older adults participating is that of course they might need some tech tutoring, they might need some assistance with their phone and so forth, but just the aspect of sitting down with someone, another human being, and learning something together and figuring something out together and having that social moment, that's also hugely important.
That is hugely important. Also, just answering the question, whoever is the person that's doing, is it like one person that goes out with these books? Or
it's mainly, them? Yes, like mainly on Andrea.
Team, Andrea.
But we're it's growing rather quickly, so we're going to have to get some volunteer help.
I can imagine that is just majorly, because I would love it.
I mean,
you need to come to our neighborhood. I live in a little gated hood. You could come. We'd come together and look at some books. Love
nice.
To read. But it is the having someone ask you, well, what kind of books do you like? Or what kind of books would you be interested? Right there is a thinking process.
Right.
That is stimulating, and you'd listen to what somebody else says and go, well, I don't think I'm interested in that. Whatever, I'm interested. You know,
right.
I think it's very cool. I just congratulate you on that one. Because when I saw that, I hadn't thought about going out to seniors. You think of the bookmobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a mini bookmobile. This is a directed interaction with seniors. I love it. All right. It's hard for me to do this. We're up against another break. It's our last break. We're going to take it right now.
Tonight's Big Story is a mega collaboration.
That's right, Mike. For over 100 years, the iconic Sweethearts candies have been helping people communicate to their loved ones with sweet sayings like, be mine.
But now, Jill, the Idaho Lottery has fused the sweetness of the Sweethearts candies into new scratch tickets featuring 20 delicious sayings and prizes up to $50,000.
For 50 grand, I'd give you a ticket that says date night.
This Valentine's Day, say something sweet with the Idaho Lottery Sweethearts scratch tickets. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Only in a boat at the Spokane Boat Show. The boats are back. Live in-person show, 4 days only. You will see the newest model boats, cruisers, all kinds of fishing boats, pontoon party barges, personal watercraft, and ski runabouts.
Only in a boat, only in a boat, only in a boat.
The Spokane Boat Show is family fun. 4 days only, January 26th through 29th. Find the hours on our website. It's easy to compare, and there's major boat show price reductions from the manufacturers and local dealers. Plenty of free parking at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center.
It's the place to be with all of your friends and your family. Feel the magic when you float.
Only in a boat, only in a boat.
It starts Thursday, January 26th, 4 days only. The Spokane Boat Show, sponsored by the Spokane Yacht Club.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We have got a lot more information for you about the library. We're going to get to it right now with Suzanne Davis, who is the Youth Services Coordinator, but she knows a lot about a lot of other stuff too, and Victor, who is the Director. Now, you may wonder why I never say Victor's last name, because it's hard to pronounce. I just pronounce it French, but it's completely not that, the way I say it. So I'm making Victor a one-name personality here. He's like Madonna, like Cher. He's Victor. Can I do that?
That's okay.
All right.
Like Prince. Yeah.
Like Prince. That's yes. Even better. I love it. All right. You had something, Victor, that you wanted to talk about with the outreach program for the homebound people.
Yeah. So that's the next stage of the expansion back into providing full outreach services, is that we are looking to see what we can do to provide services to people's homes for individuals that are unable to leave their homes very easily. And if you're interested in something like that, getting materials delivered to your home, you can email outreach@ebonnerlibrary.org. Again, that's outreach@ebonnerlibrary.org. And we will get back to you and talk a little bit more about your needs and what we can do to help.
That is awesome. I think that is so good. Again, it wouldn't be just the elderly. It could be people who are unfortunately injured, mm-hmm. and they are for a season, they are homebound. And
yes.
To have materials like that, and maybe even to have instruction on how to bring materials in on their laptop and their phone.
Absolutely.
That would even help. Our people. Also, homeschool. Suzanne, you had a comment that you wanted to make about homeschool connection.
Yeah, we have a huge homeschooling population in Bonner County. I don't think there's any official data anywhere from what I've looked at, but I would guess 10 to 15% of students in Bonner County are homeschooled. And so we also have a lot of wonderful databases at the library. So to kind of combine those two things and help homeschooling families know what we have at the library that they may not know about. I'm sure they know about the books and that kind of stuff. But this Thursday, we are kicking off our homeschool tours. So at 9 a.m., we're going to do an introduction to the World Book Database. And then at 10 a.m., we're just going to do a physical tour around the library. So we're going to offer this once a month. It'll be a different database each month. It will also be on a different day of the week each month, always the third week, but it'll be on the different day of the week, because I know that some homeschool groups meet on Thursdays. And if I always do it on Thursdays, they'll never have the opportunity to come. So like in February, it'll be on Friday. In March, it'll be on a Monday, etc.
So the third week, mm-hmm. So coming up in as the January tour already, no, this is the third week.
It's the third week. It'll be this Thursday.
This Thursday. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do World Book at 9 a.m. and then a physical tour at 10 a.m. So families can come to both or either. It doesn't matter to me. I am asking that they sign up online so that I kind of know the general age of students who especially are going to be at the World Book mm-hmm. thing. So if all 7-year-olds as opposed to all 15-year-olds, I'll do it slightly differently.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Or it could very likely be both.
Yeah. Right now, that is what it's looking like. And that's fine, too.
Yeah. So this Thursday, 9 o'clock, an introduction to the World Book Database, and then a physical tour. And then in February, again, the third week, mm-hmm. on what day?
It'll be on Friday, and I don't off the top of my head know what day that is. Third week, Friday. And we're going to do a couple of the language databases that we have. We have three. We're going to just do a brief intro to two of them, to Mango and then to Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rosetta Stone. For the other thing that the library has that I think that homeschool parents, well, any parents with school-age kids need to be aware of is the tutoring program that I talked with Frank a couple of months ago, actually quite a few months ago. And it's just awesome. It's just so good. If your child needs a little help in math or a little help in that French class or whatever, contact the library and they may have a tutor that will sit down with your kid and help them over that next hurdle.
Absolutely. And we always need more tutors.
Yes.
So do a plug for that. But right now, Frank is running a weekly algebra lab. And so that's on, I believe it's on Mondays. But if you want to verify that, call Frank at the library. So if your kiddo's in algebra and is struggling a little bit, it's definitely a great time to stop in and get some help from peers as well as from volunteers.
Yeah, adult volunteers, but you also have high school kids who are volunteer, which a lot of times for another high school student or a younger student, that's just the kind of connection they like, not another adult. You know,
totally.
It's like reading with the dog as opposed to mom all the time. Anyway, Victor, I want you to talk to us about the interactive calendar online, because there are so many events. How do people access that? How do they get to the events calendar so they can just click on a day and boom, there's a pop-up box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's linked on our homepage, ebonnerlibrary.org, and it's on the front page there. Just click on events, or you can go to ebonnerlibrary.org/events, and it'll bring up the calendar directly.
So events is the link. You click on events, and then the calendar, like right now, January pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on like today, tomorrow, next week. You can also advance the calendar to February.
Right. Yes.
And find out whatever is at this point scheduled in February. So that date that Suzanne couldn't remember for the homeschool tour, I'm thinking that's going to be there in February.
It will be. It's on the calendar. I just don't remember what
date
it is.
On the calendar. Exactly. I love that. This is also exciting, Victor. What this is going to be kind of a difficult question in a way, not a bad question, just difficult. You've made changes at the library, haven't you? Have you kind of influenced different things? What are you the most excited about that's going on? It doesn't have to be something new. It could be something traditionally always going on, but what do you really like?
I think what I like the most is when I see the staff work with outside community groups or individuals, such as the example with the reading program, where we have a wonderful dog volunteer now, and also things such as community members seeing a need, like we have now a chess club that's running twice a week.
Yeah.
We also have movement classes out in Clark Fork, flex and mobility classes. Another community member that was looking for a venue, and we found that the library can be that venue.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the fact that our mission around discovery, lifelong learning, and connection, all of those things can take very many different forms. And we've talked a lot about reading today, but the act of moving together and learning more about yourself and your body,
yes,
I think is very, very beneficial.
We can cover that. Remind me the next time, you know, I'll have you guys back. I just love this so much because I get feedback on programs like this and they say, I don't know what the number is, but it's like for every one person that calls or texts me, it means there's 300 that were thinking it, you know, and they don't know, they being our audience, our community, they don't always know everything that's
right.
Going on. All right. I'm going to make that the last word. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Suzanne, for being with us. Next week, I'm going to talk with Marie Albert. She is a yoga instructor locally many, many years. And I've been focusing on health a little bit this month, you know, because it's the new year. People are thinking about it. But she is into health and into movement. And she's a lovely lady. She'll be on next week. Until then, this is Barbara saying, take care of yourselves out there. Slow down and may God richly bless you.
Oh,